And it was a win to the Fremantle Dockers yesterday to over the Bombers, Rowan's beloved Bombers. We're going to talk about the Bombers in just a moment, Rowan, but Cameron Suckley from Fremantle has been good enough to join us from the West. G'day, Cam.
Hey, how are you?
Good win. It was that, take us through that second quarter. It was that sort of first 10, 15 minutes in the second quarter where really you took the game away from them.
Yeah, I think we just were really strong out of the middle. Obviously, we had Aaron in there giving our mids first use, and I think we kicked five in about 11 minutes. So it's pretty handy when the midfielders are doing that.
Gee, you've been able to kick not only bigger scores, Cameron, but, yeah, like you said then, quick goals. What do you think's been the key to that sort of unleashing, if you like, of the forward potency?
I suppose it'd be a number of things. I guess we're winning the ball out of the midfield. We've obviously got a really good brigade in there with Dave Mundy, Stephen Hill and Nat. So the way those guys have been moving the ball and how ferocious they've been getting it to the forwards, and the forwards have been competing really well and scoring for us.
Do you think, I had a really interesting chat to Ross Lyon at the start of February just about how you guys are playing, and this didn't come up, but having watched you since, I just wonder whether he's sort of release the shackles a little bit, probably more so when the ball's coming out of defence. Now, do you feel like there's a few, you're more prepared to take a risk in terms of the direction the ball heads when you're transitioning out of the back line?
I guess so. I guess we're trying to move the ball quicker and, you know, get it up the field as quick as we can so other teams can't get numbers back on us. So I guess that's the idea, take that kick on and then we get that next one in nice and deep and hopefully can score from that. So I think that's been a main focus for us.
Does it make footy more enjoyable to play? And I'm not saying you wouldn't enjoy playing in a largely winning team, but, you know, we know that the way Ross's teams have played their footy have been very intense. Is there a little bit more enjoyment and freedom about the way you're playing your footy this year?
You're right. It's always nice to win. I guess it's just all come together a little bit. Our mids are winning the footy, our forwards are playing well, and our backs are really, really helping each other out. So I think it's just been a full-blown team performance so far. So hopefully that can continue.
And Cam, tell us about the fitness, because Ross Lyon's talked about how he stepped it up in the pre-season to get fitter. I think he said a figure of 30 or 40% fitter in 2015. Can you actually notice it in games? And tell us through the pre-season how much more you actually did.
We added another training session through the pre-season on a Saturday. So it was a purely running session. So obviously, we feel as though that's paying dividends so far. We've been running games out well. Obviously, not finishing in last quarters as well as we want, but we have been running them out.
That takes me to my next question. You have dropped off a little bit late in games. Is that because you've expended so much energy, do you think, in those first two or three quarters? You're getting off to good starts, but you are dropping off a little bit late?
I don't think so. I think it might just be like a lapse in concentration throughout the last quarter, but yesterday, Essendon, obviously, they came to play a bit more in the fourth quarter and they really won the ground ball, and that reflected in the scoreboard.
I'll tell you what, just back to that thing about the training, if you guys end up winning the flag, geez, 17 other clubs are going to hate you blokes because they're all going to be doing the same pre-seasons. But it's just interesting, that figure of 30, 40%, that is a dramatic rise. I would have thought you blokes, previous pre-seasons, you would have thought by the end of it, I'm about as fit as I can be. Do you feel personally that you're obviously noticeably fitter than you were at the same time last year?
I guess because we did add that extra session in. You do notice that the preseason was definitely a bit tougher. So I guess it's worked for us so far. So I'm sure we'll do it again next year.
The downside there is that if you pull up short of the mark again, Ross will go, well, you know, we've got another 30, 40% out. Like how far can this go before he blows you up?
I'm not sure. Hopefully it can't go too much further. But it was a pretty solid preseason this year.
How about that midfield of yours, Cam? It is absolutely humming at the moment. And Lachie Neal, hasn't he come on the last 12 months?
Yeah, Lachie's he's an absolute jet. He can find the footy and use it well. So it's really good to have him along with Tilly, Daniel Pearce, Fifey, and Dave Mundy all working together and really winning the ball well for us.
Just there's been so much spoken already about Nat Fyfe, and he's having an amazing season. But I wonder sometimes whether you guys don't sort of appreciate how big physically he is, because he is a seriously big guy. And I don't know if it's he's got that sort of angelic-looking face or something. It doesn't make him look as big a body as he is. This is probably sounding like rubbish, but he's a bigger, stronger body than it looks like on TV.
Yeah, he's just a physical beast. I think he's put in a lot of work over the preseason and the off-season for that as well, to really step it up again to another level this year. And he's fighting through tackles and no one can seem to bring him down. He's a big man.
Manny Pavlich, is he playing a bit deeper, do you think, this year, Cam? Is he not coming up the ground as much?
Well, I don't think he really needs to. We've got Matt Taberner and we've got those other small forwards that can bring the ball to him. So it's probably beneficial having him out of the square, knowing that he's a really good mark and he can definitely kick a goal.
Well, Cam, it was a terrific win last night over Essendon. It's two games clear at the top of the ladder. You guys are absolutely flying. You've got one more before we let Cam go.
Oh, just on your own game, Cam. I mean, I've just called up the stats. So you're past the 50-game mark now. I think I'm sure you won't be offended if I say you're one of the lower profile members of the team. But
that's fine.
Do you feel like, you know, you've really now established your part in the best 22, and that you don't have to worry about the security of your spot? You can really go about improving yourself and your place in the pecking order.
Yeah, it's probably a tough one. We do have a lot of emerging players coming up through the waffle who are playing really good footy as well, such as Tom Sheridan, and it was evident in round one he played off the back line and he played really well as well. So there's always pressure for spots, but that's always healthy.
Cam, I think you've got a very high profile, mate, in that team, that Fremantle team, and your team is doing very, very well. Thanks very much for your time.
You didn't mind me saying that, did you, Cam?
No, it's all good.
Play it down. Good luck. Ross would like that.
Good luck for the rest of the year. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, well done.
Cool. Thanks, guys.